Blog Talk Radio.
You're so holy. Glory, 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 glory. Welcome, welcome.
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 It's Sunday service. We're so glad to be here. We'd like to welcome everybody out. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we just want to welcome you all. Welcome.
Welcome.
How's it going?
Everything is good.
Everything is
you
good.
You see what I just said? Everything is good.
Because you decree and declare over your life that everything is good, no matter what it look like.
These
no matter
are
what
the words
like.
That should come out of your mouth every single day of your life. Everything is good. Not some things is good, not sometimes is good, but everything is good.
Oh, sometimes
because
even
this
hurts.
Is the day that
the
Lord has
made.
And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Everything is good.
Everything is good. It's good. We thank
God
for
God is good. Hallelujah.
God is good. We thank God for his mercy and his grace this morning. If it was not for God on our side, where would we be? You know, and I just want to be honest. You know, I'm just so glad to be here today because I was battling some things this morning, you know, and yesterday in my health and dealing with some things. And I just thank God, you know, the more you believe, the more you can receive. You know, if you're holding on to other things, you can't open up your hands to receive anything else. So
That deserves a shout. You said you received your healing. That deserves a
it.
Shout.
Even while I'm still
hallelujah.
I receive my healing. So sometimes it's always telling you healed, you healed. You know, be honest, on yesterday my husband kept telling me, you healed, get up, walk. And I'm like, no, I'm hurting. I'm healed.
Yeah, she wants to lay down.
I'm saying I'm healed. I'm saying I'm delivered, but I'm still having that pain. I'm still, but I'm trusting God for it. I'm just telling my husband, my God, cut the light off. He opened up windows and
let
you know,
the light come in. I laid hands
on
him.
Me, oh,
I got some of that holy anointing oil that we done prayed over. And I put this holy anointing. I'm going to tell y'all the story. I put this holy anointing on and I will begin to pray. Oh, seriously, I will begin to pray for my wife. See, we are called into the ministry to lay hands on each other.
Yes.
See, when you have the Spirit of God that's inside of you, now this is not a boasting or a bragging type of thing. You have the Holy Spirit that's inside of you.
Yes, you
and we are to preach the Word of God.
Yes.
We are to heal the sick.
Yes.
We are to raise the dead. And we are to cast out demons in the name of Jesus. So when you have the Holy Spirit that lives inside of you and you see that your friend or your wife or your husband is sick or they ill or something going on with their mind, lay hands on them and call upon God. To ask to heal them or to deliver them or whatever it is that they need in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And she got her. I wouldn't let her sit there, y'all.
Oh, I wanted to go to sleep.
She wanted to lay there and just okay, you pray. But I wouldn't let her lay there. I said, get up.
I was healed.
Get up.
But I still was hurting and healed.
Action.
Some people like that. We hurt and healed.
Action comes behind that.
I got
you
up.
You receive your healing. Action comes behind that.
I got up.
And she got up and looked at her. She's looking good right now, y'all.
I'm not
walking and talking. Oh, my
oh,
God.
Oh, fussing with him this morning. Everything.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen.
I apologize. I love you. God, thank
amen.
God for
I love you, too.
Sometimes the enemy be busy. I told myself, I don't want to do that with you, but I was just talking. God bless you. Welcome you all. Welcome. You know, this married life. This is life. You know, we have trials and tribulations just like everybody else.
Like everybody
how do you
else.
Work through those trials and tribulations? You keep on decreeing the clan in the name of Jesus Christ. You have to call that thing out. Even when they walk away from me, come out, and just be walking
hallelujah.
Away. Just keep on calling it out.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, we know one thing is that we have the Spirit of God in us, and so we can always come back.
Oh, yeah.
Come back. You know, sometimes we get lost, but we can come back out. So you fall down, but we get back up again. So we get back up again right now.
You know, I like to see real folk.
Yes.
Everybody like to see real folk. Now, if you and I was trying to pretend like, you know, we don't have trials and tribulations. See, everybody would know that. Oh, they think they don't have trials and tribulations. How are they going to be in a place and never experience trials and tribulations? No, the realness of life is every single time that you do good, or every single time that you do God, Satan comes immediately to take good or to take God or to take the trust of God away from you.
My God.
And that's what happens. So let's just be real about
it. Let's be real about it. Sometimes we need to open our mouth and just apologize and say, you know what, I'm sorry.
Hallelujah.
For acting that way, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't feel well. I just didn't want to be
bothered. Right.
So I just wanted to lay there. You know, I didn't feel well. I believed God and trusted God for my healing, and I'm healed. But I was
hallelujah.
You know, when you're just really feeling bad like that, you just kind of like, you know, pray for me, but just, you know, let me just have a little bit of peace right now. But I thank God for you. We want to welcome you all out.
Yes,
we
welcome.
Just wanted to share with you all and let you know we are real people. We have a real, you know,
right.
issues at times, and we take on a lot because we're intercessors. So if you are an intercessor, you understand there's an attack.
Oh, yeah.
We prayed for the lady yesterday. Her and her husband had been married for 31 years. They were celebrating 34
right.
years together, but they had been married for 31 years.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, you know, understand that they're going to be attacked because we're walking in our calling.
Yes.
So we expect those things to happen. But sometimes when it happens, you'd be like, wait a minute. but you have to understand who it is and, you know, what is that, so we can pray against that thing. So we just thank God we can be real. And I hope we'll be helping somebody, married couples. We're praying for marriages in this season because we know that the enemy is attacking the marriage. And I said to my husband, you know, this is a season that we're praying for marriages so that things are going to come up against our marriage, because the enemy does not want to see, you know, marriages succeed and come together, because you know how powerful God honors marriage. So I want to pray for every marriage today that God will continue to strengthen your marriage right now, bless your marriage, heal your marriage, you know, fill it with love and overflowing for one another, eyes for one another. Anything that happened in the past, let it stay there in the past. The name of Jesus Christ. So we just want to say, you know, we just thank God this morning.
Thank God, Lord Jesus.
This morning, but this afternoon, we thank God for you again.
It feels like morning.
Yeah, welcome again.
Welcome.
If it's your first time joining us for Sunday service here, this platform, we'd like to welcome you personally. So if you press 1, we'd like to, me and my husband would like to personally welcome you today.
Okay.
I see my mother, we see Sister Dillard is in service today. Sister
Good
Connie.
Afternoon, Sister Dillard.
We see that Sister,
Good afternoon, Sister Connie.
We have someone new here. We see Sister Jackson, Chandra Jackson is here.
Good afternoon, Sister Jackson.
We also
I can't remember
who the lady is, but we thank God for all in attendance. We do see we have a new visitor. We have a visitor here again today. We just want to welcome you. The last 4 digits is 6771. Welcome.
Well, thank you. This is Rose Anderson.
Rose Anderson?
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Welcome. Welcome here to the Preacher and the Pastor Sunday service.
Yes.
I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Yes, and I'm Tywinika Manning. We're the Gospel Public Ministry.
Yes.
And we just want to welcome you. We pray that you enjoy the service today. May it bless you, heal, deliver, set free, whatever it is that you may be going through or what's ahead. We pray right now that God will continue to protect you and guide you in Jesus' name. So we just want to say welcome once again.
Yes, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. Amen.
God bless you. All right, we have Sister Dillard here, 6881. Sister Dillon?
Yes, that's my guest. I invited her. That's Rose.
Oh, okay.
Amen.
Oh, Rose. Okay,
Amen.
That's your guest. Well, God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen.
It's important that we minister and invite people in.
That's right.
Don't keep it a secret. You know, invite people to come in and worship with us. The Bible says there are 2 or more gathered in his name. There he is in the midst. So we thank God for being in the midst. And thank you, Sister Dillon. She is on
That's
in.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Come on and bless the Lord with
bless
me.
Yes,
bless
amen.
The Lord
with
me.
Me.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. So we have a guest here, Sister Rose. God bless you. God bless you. There are others that are here. I don't know who you are, but God knows who you are. So we
That's
just
right.
want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being here this Sunday service. You could be somewhere else, but you decided to be here with us
Amen.
Here at the Gospel Public Ministry. So we pray that you are blessed with the service on today. We're going to go right into our prayer right now. And then after prayer, you all will go into our scripture reading. And we're doing a different lineup this time in our service. So, you know, bear with us. We're just being led how God is telling us to be led, though we're both preachers, pastors here and prophets. So I'll give a scripture and then it'll be song and then it'll be the word given by my husband and then another song and given by myself. We'll give the word. So we're just allowing God to use us
Amen.
In the way that God sees fit and let God's will be done, not our own will.
Amen.
So we just thank God. God bless you all. Father God, we thank you.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you continue to add us and keep us, oh God, that you touch every heart right now in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Mend every tear in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, touch everyone, oh God. Fix that is broken right now in us, oh God. Oh Father God, we need to hear from you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we can't do nothing without you, but we can do all things without you, God. You're Almighty God. You're Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the beginning and the end. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Lord, move on this line right now, God. Touch every heart, touch every home, walk every house right now, Holy Spirit of the living God. Sit in every car right now, oh God. Every store that our feet may tread, everywhere that our feet may tread, oh God. Oh Lord, be with us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that you go before us and be with us, Father God, preparing the way in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ right now over all that we love and concerned about. For we are healed, delivered, and set free, blessed, and justified, sanctified by the blood, delivered by the blood, made new by the blood. And we decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are not conformed to this world, but we are transformed by the renewing of our minds this day in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that the past, the old has passed away and the new has come, and we're walking in our newness right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke all infirmity, affliction, inflammation, sickness, disease, disorder, syndrome of any kind in the name of Jesus Christ. Any abnormal cells, abnormal growth or radical growth, cancer out of our way right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I uproot every obstacle in our way that's stopping us from receiving our blessing or receiving our miracle, receiving our deliverance, receiving our breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, we thank you for Sister Dylan on today, oh God. Lord, we pray that you continue to strengthen her right now, that I receive a supernatural strength, a supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we want to hear from you on today, oh God. We don't want to hear any other spirit, not ourselves, but you, Father God. Oh, Lord, lead us down the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask for divine positioning right now, God, for we know that some of us are out of position. Oh, Lord, we ask for divine position, oh God, so that we can receive every blessing, oh God, every favor and every form of protection in the name of Jesus Christ, so that we can be delivered and set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We stand on your word, but the Bible said it is the anointed that destroys the yoke of bondage, and we decree and declare when we are free right now that anything that was holding us back, we are loose from right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are walking in our season of greatness. We decree and we declare that we are the righteousness of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you have your way right now. Walk right now, Holy Spirit. Walk right now, mighty Kemoshata. Touch right now here. Touch every heart right now, creating us a clean heart, oh God. Lord, search our hearts on today, oh God. Oh, Lord, examine our ways, oh God. And anything that's not of you, oh God, command it to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating less than our family members, come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare right now that we are baptized with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost anointing. Oh, Lord, we need a revival fire right now. Lord, send a revival right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your word go forth. Not our word, but your word. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you for our daily bread. For your word said that man cannot live our bread alone, but every word that come out the mouth of the Lord, that proceed out the mouth of the Lord. Yes, we taste and see that the Lord is good. Lord, we thank you for your goodness sake, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now, what you've done and what you're about to do. Oh God, we thank you that you're forgiving God, a merciful God, a gracious God. We thank you, oh God, that your light shine on us, oh God. We declare that God, we will not walk around in darkness. But the Bible says when there is darkness, light cannot do it. When there is darkness, my Lord, my God. Where there is light, darkness cannot dwell. And we are the light of the world. Father God, we thank you for your light. As the song said, this is the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. My Lord, my God, we thank you for your light, oh God. We decree and declare that we are salt of the earth. My Lord, my God, and we will not lose our salt. We will keep your word in our mouth. My Lord, my God, let your word take root and manifest in us right now. Mind, body, soul, and spirit. And being wrapped on our hearts and minds in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come giving it all over to you, Lord. Withholding nothing, oh God. Have your way, oh God. Be ye magnified and glorified, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, teach us how to magnify and glory even more, oh God. My Lord, my God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are healed, that we are delivered, that we are set free, that we are made new, oh God. We thank you right now, oh God, that our children are safe, that our families are safe, oh God. We thank you for everyone that's in service today, oh God. Touch, heal, deliver, set free. Glory to your name, God. Glory, 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 glory. Open your mouth and say glory to the Most High God. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, where will we be on today? Many lost their lives due to the hurricane. Many lost everything due to the hurricane, but God kept you. You have enough to say thank you right now, oh God, because it had not been for God. Where would you be right now if it had not been for God? My Lord, my God, my Lord, he come up with shut up. Oh God, we thank you right now. We come against it. We destroy every stronghold, every soul tie, every strong man. We destroy it right now by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ. We decree and we declare we are set free and delivered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God. Hiya, 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 hiya. Oh, we thank you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
We plead your precious blood over everything that we prayed about this morning, this afternoon, everything that's concerning us.
everything that's on our heart, everything that's outside of us, inside of our home, in our marriage, in our relationships, with our children, or with our parents, with our co-workers, on our job. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ over all that's concerning us. Because we know when we plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ, nothing can come near us. No plague can come near us. No disease, no diseasement of any kind. God, you have already charged your angels to come down from heaven to guard, to defend, and to protect us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for your love. Thank you for your protection. And thank you for your power. And thank you for your authority. We plead your precious blood, Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray this prayer with love and thanksgiving. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift your hands up and give God all praise. Give him all praise and glory. Oh, he's worthy to be praised. Oh, God, we thank you, God Almighty. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Give it all over to God. You can't handle it. Give it all over to God. He's an all-knowing God.
Thank you, Lord
Jesus. He's an on-time God. He's a miracle-working God.
Hallelujah.
He's a God that heals. He's a God that delivers. He's a God that sets free. He's a God that sanctifies. He's a God that justifies.
Hallelujah.
He's a God that predestines. My Lord, he got my shataya. My Lord, we thank you right now, God. I thank you for the life of my husband, oh God. Lord, I pray that you continue to strengthen the man of God. Oh Lord, I pray for my mother's husband. Lord, I pray that you continue to strengthen him, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
I pray for Sister Jackson, husband. I pray that you will continue to strengthen, oh God, every man in our life, oh God. We pray their strength and protection right now in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We decree and declare that all is good. We decree and declare we have good men in our life. They're filled with the Holy Ghost. Anointed by the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. My Lord, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to stand right here and wait until our time comes. We're going to be like Job.
Oh, yes,
and wait until our time comes, trusting God,
hallelujah.
Not looking back. We don't care what the enemy trying to say. Devil, you a liar. We decree and declare that you're
hallelujah.
A liar.
Thank
and you,
you
don't
Lord.
Have no way at our high. My. Yeah. Thank you,
Lord.
Oh, Father God,
oh,
we give it all
you,
over to you. We decree and we declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth all that we prayed for right now, that God has heard our prayers and answered our prayers. Every healing right now. Oh,
yes.
My Lord, my God, receive your
in
healing
the mighty
right
name.
Now. In the name of Jesus Christ, the anointing
oh, yes,
is high
Father.
Right now. Oh, God is present right now. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We stand
yes,
in your
we
word.
Thank
everybody
you,
says there are two or more gathered.
Thank
and
you,
it's
Holy
more
Spirit.
Than that here today. And believing, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up your
oh,
daughter
yes,
Valencia,
in
who's in intensive
Jesus.
Care right now, God. Lord, we pray for her healing right now and deliverance, oh God. Devil, loose your hold off of her right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We come together, oh God. God, we thank you. We thank you. We decree
yes,
and we are the head
you,
and not the tail. That we're on top and not beneath. We are blessed and we can never be cursed because God has called us to blessing. And Lord, we thank you for blessing us today. We thank you, oh God.
Yes, thank you,
we
Lord.
Understand that we had to go through to get through. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the going through and the getting through. Hallelujah to your name, God.
Yes.
For we're like
yes.
the children of Israel, that when they came out of Egypt, they didn't just come out, but they came out blessed. They came out fulfilled in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, God,
yes,
because you made a way.
In the name of Jesus.
And we thank you for making a way this morning, oh God.
Yes, thank you,
Lord. We fill this
Jesus.
Prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, amen,
amen,
amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. I see Sister Mackie, Sharon Mackie, is here in service. God bless you, Sister Mackie. Glad to see you here
oh,
in service.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is doing a
aren't
new
you excited?
Thing right now. I'm excited.
Aren't you excited?
I'm excited because sometimes
oh
it's something that's on you and you don't realize
until
you come together and pray to break those things off. And I'm so glad that what was on me has been broken off. I don't know about you all, but I feel the presence of
yes.
the Lord. Hallelujah. Understand you right where you are. God can meet you right where you are. So we just thank God for being right where we are right now. Hallelujah. Some people feel like I got to be in a certain place to receive God. No, God is everywhere. The Holy Spirit is in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All you got to do
right.
is open yourself up to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. At this time, we'll have scripture. We'll have scripture, and I'm going to give scripture here, and it's going to come out of Psalm 19. Psalm 19, verse 12 through 14. We thank you, God, for the word. Psalm 19, chapter 19, verse 12 through 14 reads, who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Verse 13 says, keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Verse 14 says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I read to you Psalms 19, verse 12 through 14. May God add a blessing to the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of your word. God bless you. Yeah, Father God, we just want to say thank you all. At this time, we're going to have praise and worship.
Yes, thank you.
And then we'll hear the spoken word from the man of God, our pastor here, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you all.
Thank you.
You all be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, no matter who or what we are, we must praise. If I was a doctor, I would use my research, a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were Lord,
Praise. I see that Sister Henderson is here. God bless you, Sister Henderson, Jamil Henderson, and Della Priest Henderson and the children. God bless you all. Amen. Glory to God. I bet you're going to she forgive. It's me. God bless you, my child. We thank God for you. At this time, we're going to receive the word from our pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manny. You all be prepared. Prepare your heart. You may want to grab paper and pen. Pastor is a teacher, so he's definitely going to be teaching and breaking it down to you all, and I love that, so that we can have an understanding. He's a man of God. God has called him. God has anointed him, ordained him, a prophet to nations. He's a strong man, a strong will of God. And allowing God to lead him and direct him. So we just want to say, we just want to thank God for our pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, at this time. Let God use you. God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to be in this place, to be able to deliver God's word that's in us all, that lives inside of us. So I thank God for, you know, this opportunity. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity to be able to see you in your word, Father. We thank you that every single word that's in our heart, every single word that's in our mind has already taken and deep-rooted and manifested itself. And when you call upon us, and when we call upon you, Father, to come out, it is your word that come out, and we deliver you into this world, because this is your will for us to do. And we thank you that, Holy Spirit, that you are every single thought that's in our mind. And we confess that you are every single feeling that's in our heart. We pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture for us not to add or take anything away. Now, any unclean thought or any unclean spirit that wants to operate illegally in our mind, illegal in our body, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. For you are not welcome here. For the Bible tells us that bind those things on earth. Those things that are bound on earth have already been bound in heaven, and those things that are loose on earth have already been loose in heaven. So we bind you right now, unclean thought, unclean spirit, any confusion, any guilt, any shame of any kind. You are not welcome. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And all that do agree says amen. This afternoon, I would like to give you a little bit of something what God has put on my heart early this morning, about the 12 a.m. hour this morning. Me and my wife, we were up praying, and we were up decreeing and declaring some things, and we asked God, you know, to show us what is it that he would want for us to say on this day to you all. And God did just that. You know, he allowed us to go to sleep, and he allowed me to have a good dream last night. I want to share a little bit of this right here with you. I want to talk to every single one today about being in the presence of the Lord and the reason why you should always be in the presence of the Lord. So now I want to start right here in Ephesians chapter 4. If you have your Bible, go with me over here to Ephesians chapter 4. I want to show you something. What's going on until in your life right now that you may didn't realize? What's going on in your relationships right now, in your marriages, mother and son, or whatever it is, type of relationship? What's going on in your relationship? I want to show you something what the Holy Spirit showed me. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 4, and I want to start right here at verse 28. Let's start right here, verse 28. All right.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible tells us over here in Ephesians 4, you know, verses 28, let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, things which is good, that he may have to give to him that need. And 29 reads right here, let no corrupt conversation proceed of your mouth, but that which is good, and using evident that may minister grace unto the hearers. How many know that when you receive Jesus Christ into your life, when you receive God into your life, how many know that you receive grace into your life? And when I say you receive grace, you did not just receive just a little bit of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. You did not just receive a little bit of grace. You receive an abundance of grace. That's what you receive. When you have the Holy Spirit, you have it all. You have access to it all. You have access to the kingdom of God.
Yes,
now, let me show you this right here, what's going on in some of the affairs and some of the relationships that's going on with you right now. Now, when something goes on in your physical body, I'm talking about when something comes up, whether it's a physical pain or whether it's a mental, whether it's something mental. It could be something that you are thinking about, something that was said, or whatever it is, some type of pain. Let me show you what's going on right here. Now, I just read to you over here in 29 says, let no corrupt conversation proceed out of your mouth. Don't you know that every single word that proceeds out of your mouth, it came from a thought, it came from a feeling that have got on the inside of you. It was something that was external that entered in internally. And then when it entered in internally, it caused you to speak something. It caused you to say something.
Jesus.
Now, anything that is corrupt, any type of communication that is corrupt, we know that is not of God. Any type of corrupt communication is not of God. Corrupt communication is the work of Satan. The reason why we need to know this here, because you need to know that the power of life and death lies right there in this gate, they're right there. Behind your teeth and your tongue. See, we speak life or death, and we speak this to one another, little that we know it or not. So we need to realize this, you know, that we speak things into existence. Now, see, when you have the grace of God, is in you, see, grace is a person. Grace is Jesus Christ. Grace is within you. The Holy Spirit, grace, Jesus Christ, the Word of God, they are one and the same. And this is what is on the inside of you. So now when you speak, the thing that you should be speaking is grace, the gospel, not the gossip, the gospel of grace. That means you should be ministering what grace, you should be ministering what Jesus Christ is saying. You should be saying what the Holy Spirit is leading you to say. The Holy Spirit is not going to lead you to say anything that is corrupt to one another. Now, if this is going on in your relationships, if it's going on between son and father or mother and daughter, or whether it's going on between husband and wife or whatever it is going on in your relationship right now, you have to realize that this is the work of Satan. This is the work of Satan because he got to separate you from grace. He got to separate you from the love of God. He got to get you to speak corruptible words. I mean, and when you speak corruptible words, you are allowing Satan to use you. And these are caused by things that are happening in the world. We're talking about things like pain or whatever it is, or you may be have got a little sickness, or you may have bumped your knee, or whatever it is that caused whether physical pain or mental pain. That was something that was external that became internal. And it got into your mind, and it made you feel a certain type of way. And then when it made you feel a certain type of way, you took an action. I mean, you said something, you spoke something. Hallelujah. Now, I want to show you right here, well, since we're right here in Ephesians, go with me to Ephesians chapter 5. We'll go on down right here to Ephesians chapter 5. and we'll start right here at verse 6. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 6. It says, let no man deceive you with vain words. Now, for because of those things cometh wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Hallelujah. Let no man deceive you. See, don't let nobody deceive you with vain words, because we know vain words, you know, here comes the wrath. And we know wrath, after wrath brings anger. And we know anger and fear, they all go together. And then fear brings strife. And then strife brings ill-spoken words. And then ill-spoken words, this is not of God. See, this is of Satan. So that's why I said, let no man deceive you right here. And 7 says, but not therefore partakers in them. 8. For you sometimes in darkness, but now you are the light of the Lord. You have Jesus Christ in you. You have the Holy Spirit in you. You have the light of the Lord. So walk as children of the light. 9. The fruits of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. Hallelujah. How many know that the fruits of the come from grace, the grace of God? This is what you produce when you have the champion, the unseen champion, when you have Jesus Christ on the inside of you. You have grace on the inside of you. You have the word of God that's on the inside of you. This is what you are saying every single day. This is what you are practicing every single day, the word of God. This is what you're giving to one another, is the word of God. Now, if I can't give you the word of God, then what is it that I'm giving you? If I can't speak the word of God to you, then what am I speaking to you? Because we know that the word of God would build you up. The word of God builds you up.
Yes.
It puts you in that place of peace. It puts you in that place of sound mind. It puts you in that place of wholeness. It puts you in that place of righteousness. It puts you in that place of self-control. Because we're not speaking wrath. We're not saying things out of anger. We're not doing things out of fear. We're not crucifying each other. We're not being the corruptible. We are being the incorruptible.
Jesus.
We are producing that
incorruptible
of goodness and righteousness and truth that comes from Christ Jesus that lives on the inside of
Lord. Us. Thank you, Lord.
Now I want to speak specifically. I want to speak specifically to husbands and wives. Now this is for husbands and wives. Now if you're not a husband, you're not a wife, I'm still speaking to you because one day you will be. Because it's the will of God for every man to have a wife. And there's a wife that's created for you. And it's the will of God for every woman to have a husband. And that's just what it is. That's what it is. God created a man and woman to be together, to have dominion over all of the earth and to subdue it and to multiply and to be fruitful in this world.
Yes.
So I want to speak directly to the marriage. I'm talking about the holy matrimonies and the marriage folks. That's what I want to talk to you right now.
My Lord.
Ephesians 5 and 17. I'm going to start right here. It says, Wherefore you be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. See, if we miss this right here, see, you will miss a lot about your relationship if you miss this teaching right here. Don't miss this. I'm going to read this one more time. Wherefore be ye not wise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Now, anybody did not know the will of God for their life, here it is. It's right here in plain view. See, it's for us to read it. 18 says, and be not drunk with wine, wherewith is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Now, there's two ways I looked at this. It said, be not drunk with, is it saying that don't drink wine? Well, it's saying that, you know, don't get, you know, drunk off of the wine. But this is right here saying much more than that. He's talking about being drunk. He's talking about, you know, these words that's coming out of your mouth. Talking about with the words. You don't just be things and then saying things and then speaking. It's like being like a drunk man or a drunk woman. You know, when they have that spirit that's on the inside of them, they will say things and they will do things. And then early in the morning when they wake up and that spirit gone, they don't remember none of the things that they said or done. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
And 19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs and singing and making melodies in your heart of the Lord. See, right here, 19 is saying that right there. It says speaking to yourself. That means control yourself. That means guard your gates. That means if you got to, put your hand over your mouth and don't let this stuff come out your mouth and speak it to one another. I'm talking to husbands and wives. The husbands and wives. This is what I'm talking to right now. 20 says, give thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the will of God for your life, to give thanks. To give thanks, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what the circumstance is, give thanks unto the Lord all the time. When something shows up in your life that you didn't ask for, can you still give God thanks? When the going get tough, can you still say thank you, God? When your wife or maybe said something to you and you know you didn't agree with it, can you still say thank you, God, for this opportunity for me to be fruitful? Thank you, God, for this opportunity to be good and use your righteousness and use your truth. Thank you, God, for this opportunity, because I know you have already taken care of this. I know that these words that I'm speaking to my wife or my wife is speaking to me is not the words that come from you. It's the word that come from the corruptible. It's the wrath of Satan that want to cause us to be divided and to cause us to be separated. Amen. In 21 reads, submit yourselves one to another in the fear of God. 22 says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. So now, right here in 23, it says, for the husband is the head of his wife, even as Christ is the head of our church, and he is our savior of our body. Now, the word of God is telling us right here, submit yourselves one to another. See, we can't do one thing first. Two can't come before one. One is before two. So right here in 20, it says, submit yourself one to another. Now, this submitting yourself, now he describes right here, submitting yourself to God. That means submit yourselves to God first. First, that means trusting God, believe in God, and believe that when God has put a husband with his wife, or put a wife with his husband, he puts you together for you to trust one another, just as you trust Jesus Christ. And this is how he put you together, to submit yourself one another. They say, why submit yourself to the husband? Because the husband is the head of you. Now, if you have a husband, any wife, if you have a husband, this ain't not my words, it's in the word of God. If you have a husband, this right here, scripture is telling us that your husband that is in Christ, your husband that have the Holy Spirit operating inside of him, your husband, which is the righteousness of God. Now, we're talking about this husband. This my husband God. Is the head of the wife. Now, we're not talking about the husband that don't have the Holy Spirit operating in them. Richard, now, if you're a wife, you're not following Jesus. The husband, that have the righteousness of God in them, okay, then that's something for you to pray about. It's something for him to pray about. It's something for you to work on right here. But this day is the husband that he is the righteousness of God, and he's lining up, and you can see how God is moving his life. See, God have already made him head, so you can be able to trust in your husband, because this is the agreement. This is the agreement. This is the agreement that you enter into. This is the agreement that you enter into. This is the agreement that God has for you both. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
24 says, therefore, as the church submit unto Christ, and let the wives be unto their own husband. So you say their own husband in everything. Now, husbands, you thought I was just going to be attack. This is not an attack that comes from me. I'm just reading the word of God. See, now I want to talk to the husband. That's me. There's every single male. There's every single body that's married for 1 year, 1 day, 100 years. This is for your husband. Lord. This is how God intends on you to be in a relationship with your wife. It says, 25 says, husband, love your wives. Hallelujah. Even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Now, look at all of the things, husbands. I'm talking to myself, and I'm talking to all the husbands, whether you're married or you're not married yet. What is it that you have in your life that's more important than what God has given to you? What you got going on that's so important that you are not giving your all to your wife? So if you ain't giving your all to your wife, then who are you giving to? or you're giving to someone else's wife, or you're giving to a situation, or what is it that you're giving to? Because he said, give your all to your wife. He said, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Yes, see, Jesus Christ has given his all. He gave his all for his children. He gave his all for, when you have a wife and she is the daughter of God, see, Jesus Christ gave his life for hers. So now this is who God gave you. He gave you his child. See, this is not the child of Satan that God gave you. This is the child of God that God gave to you.
So that's why the word of God
tells you over in Ephesians 5 and 25, husband, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church.
Yes.
And 26 says
Amen.
That he might sanctify and cleanse and with washing of water by his words.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be speaking Jesus. All these things to your wife that cause her to come unravel. Don't be saying all
come
things
on,
to make her feel insecure. Don't say things
Jesus.
And don't do things and don't go face. Don't lie to her. Don't cheat on her. Don't you
Jesus.
Put your hand on her.
Jesus.
This is the daughter of God.
Jesus.
You don't touch God's anointing.
Jesus.
This is what God has said. Don't you put your hand on her. Because if you feel like you got to put your hands on her, then it ain't your wife. That's somebody else's wife that you're trying to put your hand on.
Jesus.
Don't you touch God's anointing. Love your wives.
My Lord.
Just as Christ loved the church. And 27 reads that he might present to himself glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that should be holy without blemish. This is for your husband. Love your wife. Because if you love your wife, you're showing God, see, God sees everything that you do and hear everything that you say. So you show God how much you love him by submitting to God and using the God that's inside of you to learn how to know how to love your wife. This is because of the God that's inside of you. So love your wife, because if you love your wife, that means you love yourself, and the word of God tells us that. 28 says, so ought man to love their wives as their own bodies. Don't you realize when you got married that you are no longer single? You are no longer separated, but you are whole. The reason why you are whole, because you are with who God has put you with. You are whole.
Amen.
That means if you don't love your wife, then that means you ain't loving yourself.
Amen, my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Love your wife just as you love yourself.
Yes.
29 says,
love your wife.
For no man even yet hate his own flesh, but nourish and cherish, even as the Lord, the church. And 30 says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See,
yes, God.
Married, husbands and wives, this is the highest sanction the highest sanction right here on earth is marriage, because this is what God has ordained for you to submit yourself one to another, trust and one into another, and not trusting the words or the fellowship of somebody that's outside of the marriage.
Yes,
no, it's what God has already shown you both to do. It's the walk that you're supposed to walk together, not walk separately. How can two agree? How can two walk in different directions and thinking that it's going to stand or it's thinking it's going to be like it needs to be? How can it be?
Yes.
How can I hate my wife but I'm thinking that I'm going to have love for myself or that I can love myself? How? Or how can I hate myself and think that I love my wife? Either way it goes. Love your wives, husband. Wives, submit to your husband. We need to know how to do this. Because this is the way. This is the way. Last thing that I want to show you this right here. This is the last thing I want to show you.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God for revelation and knowledge that he has shown us over here in his word. We're talking about relationship or why. We're talking about why that we should not speak these certain things. This is the work of Satan. So it's the last thing I want to show you just right here. Now, anybody that does have any type of issue or situation that's going on in life, this is something that God showed me some months ago. I wrote this down, and I'm just going to share it here with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about the spirit of confusion. The spirit of confusion is the works of Satan. Everyone, believers and non-believers, have trials and tribulations in their lives and in their relationships.
Mm-hmm.
These are the times where certain things will show up, like your broken heart will show up, arguments will show up, argument of actions will show up, argument of words will show up, thoughts of doubt and thoughts of fear and thoughts of infidelity will show up, unforgiveness shows up. How many know I done been there? Unforgiveness shows up. Selfishness shows up. Selfish acts shows up. Strife shows up. Curse one another or by thoughts or words. The disconnection or the resentment of man and woman. See, this shows up. This is talking about the confusion, which comes from the confuser, which is the work of Satan. See, when Satan shows up, he's going to bring all his children, going to bring all his homeboys, and they show up in your life to break you down, to steal, to kill, and to destroy you. And this is the reason why we have the Word of God. Now, see, if you're experiencing anything like this in your relationship right now, the reason why you're experiencing these things in your relationship, because a attack has been launched on your relationship to break you apart,
Jesus.
To cause you to be separated from the love of God. Nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Nothing at all. No circumstance at all. Nothing high, nothing low shall separate
Jesus.
You from the love of God. And what God has joined together, let no man come in between or break it apart, not even yourself. Not even yourself. So instead of today, instead of murmuring and complaining or fighting and being in strife, say no and choose that this hour, this minute that you're in to worship God and to give thanks for all things. Tell your wife how much that you love them. Tell your husband how much that you love them. Put your arms around them and give them a kiss and say that I'm sorry. Don't say those words or those things anymore. Give them the good fruit. Because you let her go a long way. See, when you experience the goodness of God and when you are being fruitful, see, the promises of God is long life and his salvation. He will show you long life and salvation. But the way that you will lead yourself down to death and destruction, that is death. The ways of sin is death. That's death. And you will see things that will break down in your body. You'll see your body break down, your mind will break down, and after your body and your mind break down, more than likely, before it's over with, your relationship will break down too. That's all the work of Satan.
Jesus.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures
Amen.
Forever.
Amen.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen, 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 and amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Not sure. There's a song that we sing in our church in New York. Perfecting Faith Church. It's about an every Sunday song. Listen, I don't need you to get tired now. I need those of you that are going to help us stand up and we're going to give God glory. We praise God. He has a name that's above every name.
Yeah.
So the song just simply says this. It says, I call you holy. Your name is holy. You are so holy to me. Somebody say,
I call you holy, your name is holy, holy you are, and the holy
I'm
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We thank God for this time right now in the name of Jesus Christ and everything to work for the word that Pastor Manning gave at this time. And we just ask God to refill him in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, oh God. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
At this time, I'm going to bring the word forward. I was waiting for Pastor Manning to bring him out. But we thank God. We thank God
Amen.
For the word that's been forward. It's good to see you, Sister Connie, in service today as you are every Sunday. God bless you. We thank God for your testimony and Bible study we had on Wednesday. So we just thank God. Thank God for everybody that's here in Sunday service. We can see you coming in and out of service. So it's just like if you was in church, stay in service. Some people go in and come back out. You know, we can see you walking in and out of church, whether we're in the building or not. So stay in service. You may miss something that God has for you, either from the pastor that God is trying to deliver to you. And so we just thank God. You just never know. A lot of times we have to ask God to be patient because we'll miss out because we don't have the patience to be still and wait on God. So we thank God. What you want to do? Okay, he said he's going to read on his pastor. We thank God.
All right. Amen. Amen. I thank God for this opportunity to introduce you all to this beautiful woman of God. You know, my beautiful wife, Tawanika Manning, Pastor Tawanika Manning. You know, she is God's anointed. She is called into the fivefold ministry. So, mm-hmm. y'all enjoy this word. I know I'm going to enjoy it. You know, Pastor Tawanika Manning.
Amen. Thank you. Thank God. It's all about God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, at this time. I come, Lord Jesus Christ. Take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you right now, withholding nothing for eternity. I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ's holy name. Lord, extend yourself through me in all areas of my life, fully and completely, that I will be, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decree and declare that you to be on the throne, of Father God, that give me thy directions, oh God, and leads me in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare to be one, be on the throne of life with you, oh God, that you're the throne of my life, oh God, in and over in all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in and all, through all and all above of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let thy kingdom come right now, let thy will be done. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, that your word go forth, not mine, oh Lord. And Father God, I just want to say thank you, oh God. May this word bring deliverance, peace, joy, happiness, healing to all that is here in service on today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, we thank you for your healing virtue right now.
Yes,
that is touching
thank you,
each
Lord
and
Jesus.
Us, each and one of us right now, that we are healed, and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are healed, delivered, and set free. We thank you, oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We thank you for the word that went forth from Pastor Dorsey Manning. The message today is right where you are. God can do it right where you are. Right where you are, you all. He did it right where you are, messed up, beat up, broken, destroyed, abandoned, stealing, thieving, lying, uneducated, educated, able or unable.
Uh-huh.
God is able to do it right where you are. Some of us feel like because
My
I'm
Lord.
Not where I think I should be, that God can't use me, because people are saying that God can't use me, but God can use you right where you are, right in the midst of your mess, right where you're beat down, right where you're locked up in prison. God can use you right where you are, right in the middle of divorce. God can use you right when you are, right when you're confused about which way to go. God can use you right where you are. When you feel like giving up and saying, Lord, take my life, God can use you right where you are. Drunk and beat down,
yes,
disgusted
Lord.
And busted, God can use you right where you are. I don't care what people say.
Yeah,
when you feel like I don't have enough, me, the cusser, the user, the deceiver, God can use you right where you are. You just got to decide, am I going to be used? Am I going to be used? When we look in Matthew,
My
you
Lord.
All, and I wanted to start in a different part of the Bible, but I want to start right here in Matthew, and I'll go back where I wanted to start at first. When we look at Matthew chapter 4, you all, Matthew chapter 4, and when we're talking about right where you are today, right where you are, right where you are. God will use you right where you are. You ain't got to do nothing, but God will equip the call. He don't call the equipped. He equips the call. So if God calls you, he will use you right where you are. He will prepare
Hallelujah.
You, get you ready in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Understand who you are and whose you are, that God can use you right where you are. People want to give the devil all the credit. Oh, you're letting the devil use you. Why God can't use you, but the devil can use everybody. And you, God only can use some people. No, God can use you right where you are. You just got to decide, I'm going to be used for God, and decree and declare over your life right now, right where I'm going to be used by God. So when we look in the Bible in Matthew 4, you all, I'm excited about this word because God used me right where I was.
Yes,
and I decided, okay, God, I'm going to give it all over to you. And I want you to know right now that you can be used right right where you are. Some of them feel like we got to go to we have to go to theology school. We have to get a degree. We got to get this. We got to be there. We got to have this money. We got to be in this place for God to use us. We got to be in the pulpit for God to use us. No, God said, I'm going to use you where you are, in the midst of your mess. When nobody else won't accept you, when nobody else said, ain't no way, God said, I'm going to use you right where you are, my Lord, my God. So when we look at Matthew 4, you all, Matthew 4 and 18, when we're talking about right where you are, the Bible says, and Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. They weren't educated. They wasn't making all this money. They weren't what everybody called to be the man of status. Jesus said, come now, and they followed him right where they were. Jesus said, right there, I'm gonna make you fish your men right where you are. I'm gonna make you fish. You fishing there, but I'm gonna make you fisher. I'm gonna make you greater right where you are. Yeah. But when you follow, the Bible tells us that right, immediately they followed him. They followed him. The Bible tells us immediately they left their nets and followed him right where they were. Right there, right where you are right now. Sick and hurt, upset, angry. God said, I can use you. I'll use you right where you are. On the street begging, I can use you right where you are. But when you decide to be used and understand if God calls you, he's going to equip you right where you are. So then we can go over to First Samuel. You are, I'm not going to hold you long here. I just want you to know that God can use anybody that he chooses. You don't have to worry about, am I going to know what to say? And if people are going to receive me, or they going to think I'm faking and shaking? Because God is saying, I can use you right where you are. If you allow the devil to use you, why you won't allow God to use you? Why you don't believe that God can use you? But you okay with the devil using you? So many people have submitted over to the devil and decided, you know what, I'm just going to let the devil use me. You have decreed and declared that over your life. I'm going to let the devil use me right here. Right there. But God is saying, I'm going to use you right where you are.
Hallelujah.
Right there. Though I don't know all the Bible, God said, I want to use you right where you are. Right. All you know is Matthew 6 and 33. Guess what? I'm going to use you right there. All I know is Psalm 91, I'm going to use you right there. All you know is Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, I'm going to use you right there.
Hallelujah.
Right where you are.
Hallelujah.
Don't let nobody tell you that God can't use you. Don't let nobody tell you that God's not using you. God is saying, I'm going to use you right where you are, in the midst of everything that you're doing, in the midst of why you're in prison, in the midst of why you're going through, in the midst of why he used David while he was hurt and sheep. He anointed David while he was hurt and sheep. I was feel dirty. Called to me and said, God, I'm going to use you right where you are. Said, even the daddy didn't even want to bring David out. He said, then Samuel said, do you have any other son? He said, God, that one out there that's, heard the sheep. You can't be talking about
right
him. You know, God is saying, I'm going to use him right there. That one right there. Right where you are. Right there. Right there. Herding sheep. Right there. Right there. Cleaning somebody's house. I'm going to use you right there. Where you are. Just who you are. When we say right where you are, it means just where you are. Where you at in your life.
Right
where
there.
You at within yourself.
Right, there.
Right where you are. God is saying, I'm going to use
Hallelujah.
When we look at First Samuel, you all, and you all can just write down the scripture. You don't have to go to it with me because I know we have very little time. But I'm going to take you to understand how God can use you right where you are, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of your trials and tribulations, in the midst of you not having, highly educated. Just like he called the disciples, the 12 disciples, they were thieves and they were still there with liars and they were cussers. And God said, I'm going to use you right where you are. But you got to be willing to follow God to be used right where you are, in the midst of your mess. He's going to take you from where you are and take you from glory to glory to glory if you just let them. The Bible says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 10 through 13, as we're talking about right where you are. The Bible says, thus Jesse made seven of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen these. And Samuel said to Jesse, are all the young men here? And then he said, there remains yet the youngest, and there he is keeping the sheep. He said, you don't want him. I mean, he's keeping the sheep. That's why I ain't bringing him in. Ain't no way. You're not talking about him. He out there. You see where he at? That's where he's supposed to be at. But God is saying, I'm going to use him right where he is, right there in the midst of keeping the sheep, because I prepared him, but you didn't understand. So in the Bible, we continue on, and Samuel said to Jesse, send and bring him, for we will not sit down until he comes here. So he sent and brought him in. Now he was, the Bible said he was ruddy,
with bright eyes and good looking. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him
Hallelujah.
In the midst of his brothers. And the spirit of the Lord came upon David from the day forth. So Samuel arose and went to Ramah. To understand right where you are, when God says, that's it right there, right here, right now. The spirit of the Lord, the Bible says, the spirit of the Lord came upon David. So when you decide to let God use you, when you try to say, right where I am, Father God, I want to be used right here where I am in the midst of everything. Oh, Father God, because you called me. And then if I know you called me, oh God, that you're going to equip me for the call. So Father God, right where I am, I want to receive all that you have for me, oh God. But the Bible said that the spirit of the Lord came upon David. Don't you know the spirit of the Lord will come upon you? You will not be the same.
That's
you
right.
will not be the same Tawanika. You will not be the same Dorsey. You will not be the same Carol. You will
Hallelujah.
Not be the same Jamel. You will not be the same Sharon. You will not be the same Chandra. You will not be the same Connie. You will not be the same.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said the spirit of the Lord came upon David. Hallelujah. Right
Hallelujah.
Where you are. You said, I can't be used, no. I don't fit the description. I don't fit what man say. I don't fit what the preacher say. I don't fit what the pastor say. I don't fit what the prophet say. But God said, I can use you, and I'm going to use you right where you are.
Yes, Lord. Thank
the Bible
you, Lord
says
Jesus.
In Genesis, I'm going to take you real fast. The Bible says in Genesis, we look in where I want to go, 39. Genesis 39,
uh-huh.
39, you all, 39, 20 through 23. Forgive me if I'm going fast. We don't have much time here. But the Bible says this. And then Joseph, we know the story about Joseph. The Bible said, then Joseph's master took him. So you remember Joseph, the master's wife lied and said that he tried to sleep with her, and she accused
That's
him
right.
that he didn't sleep with her. So she was upset about that. So she told her husband that he tried to lie with her, and she had snatched his garment.
Yeah.
He left it trying to get away from her. So she lied on Joseph. So here Joseph, he already been through enough with his brothers. They put him in the pit. He was sold to, you know, sold into slavery. And so now
That's
here
right.
we go again. Something else is going on with Joseph. So when we look in verse 20 here, the Bible says, then Joseph's master took him and put him into prison, a place where the king's prisoners were confined, and he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and
Hallelujah.
He gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. So God can give you favor in the midst of your mess, in the midst of lockdown, when
That's
the midst
right.
of somebody accused you and lied on you. God can give you favor. God will show you grace and mercy in the midst. The Bible says that God showed him mercy. And he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. Verse 20 says, 22 said, and the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph hand all the prisoners who were in the prison. So whatever they did there, it was his doing. So the keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper. Don't you know?
Hallelujah.
That God can prosper you in the midst of your mess.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know
Thank
God
you,
can
Lord
prosper
Jesus.
You while they lock you up and God on you in the presence of you? God can use you. He can give you authority. Hallelujah. Do you understand right where you are that God can do it? You ain't got to wait till mama comes. You ain't got to wait till daddy dies to inherit it. You ain't got to wait on nobody. Don't you know God can use you right where you are? Don't you know God can turn it around right where you are? Don't you know God can call you out of right where you are? Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells you he did it for Joseph. If he did it for Joseph, he'll do it for you. If he did it for David, he'll do it for you. If he did it for Matthew, he'll do it for you. If he did it for Peter, he'll do it for you. If he did it for Paul, he'll do it for you. Come on now. Right where you are. But are you willing to receive that?
Lord.
Are you willing to receive that God can use you right where you are? In the midst of everything that's going on in your life. In the midst of everything that's going on. The Bible tells us, when you look in Romans 8 and 30, you all. 8 and 30, the Bible says here. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. And whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. This is what the word of God tells us. When we look in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 29, you all, the Bible says, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised God has chosen, and things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are. Do you understand? In verse 29 said, that no flesh, your glory is his presence. We thank God right now, because if God told you, God, right where you are, God can do it right where you are.
Yeah.
But do you believe that you can be? Do you believe that God can use you right where you are? Do you believe that God called you, and if he called
Hallelujah.
You, you were equipped to call? Do you believe that right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? If you receive it, say, God, I receive it right now. God, use me mighty. You've heard the saying. You have heard it over and over. God will equip the call. He will equip you. This is the truth that it should encourage you. It encourages me to feel, you know, because sometimes you may feel inadequate to face challenges, or when someone assigns you something that overwhelms you, can you relate to that? And see, we have to follow Jesus and understand that he is with us, and he'll never leave us nor forsake us. That's what the word tells us. So God can, he can heal you right where you are, deliver you right where you are, use you right where you are. But you got to trust him.
Uh-huh.
You all trust God to do it in you and know that it's already done. He calls whom he chooses and then equips them. He really does choose those who seem inadequate or weak in this world. So a lot of times we got to be strong. We got to be highly educated. We have to have that master's. We have to have that, the degree of theology. We got to have that for God to use us. No, we got to do this. Somebody got to know. If Jesus is using, God has called you. He will equip you for the work. 1 Corinthians 1:26-29, Paul tells us to remember, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of this world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised thing. Come on, he chose you. Understand, right?
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord.
God said, I'm going to use you. Follow me. Follow me. He told Matthew, follow me. And he followed. He left all that he had and he followed Jesus. But will you do your part?
Hallelujah.
Will you do your part? We have to be willing to surrender ourselves to his will. Jesus said that he loves the Father, and he does exactly what the Father says. We follow his example. We have to allow him to work in us and equip us. Cooperate with him. Believe him. Listen to him. Obey him. Follow his instructions. We don't have to do these things in our own strength. He works within us by his Spirit.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Right where you are, sisters and brothers, right where you are, God is saying right there, right there, right there. I'm going to do it right there. I'm going to make it happen right there. No, you ain't got to move. You ain't got to move right there. And then when it's time for you to move, I'll move you. But I'm going to equip you. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you.
Amen.
This time we're going to open up the doors
Hallelujah.
Of the church. We're going to open up the doors of the church at this time. And we want to extend an invitation. Oh, if you don't have a church home, we'd like to invite you right now and invite you to be part of our church right now. You know, all you have to do is press 1. If anybody needs prayer, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, do it right now. Now's the time. We don't have tomorrow. We don't have all day. God is saying right where you are, right there. Right in the midst of your sin.
Yes.
Right where you feel like you want to give up, right there. Say, God, I want to rededicate my life. I've gotten off track. I've fallen down and I've stayed down, but I want to get back up again. And today I'm going to get back up again right where you are, where you decide right now, God, I can't do it no more by myself. Lord, I need your help. You don't have to do anything by yourself. You've chosen to do it by yourself, but God is saying you don't have to do that. He's never set us to be alone. Never.
Yeah.
He never meant for man or woman to be alone. Right where you are. If you need prayer, you know, you need prayer. We want to come into agreement with you. My husband and I, we want to come into agreement and pray with you and pray for you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes,
we just
want
to thank you, Lord. All you got to do is press 1. Press 1.
Thank
you. We're right here. We're right here to receive you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you and we love you.
Yes,
Father God, we ask
thank
you to bless everyone here on the line, Lord God, all that's in service right now, all that purpose their heart to be here.
Oh,
Lord,
yes,
bless
Father,
you, deliver, set
Jesus.
Free, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God. We pray for supernatural strength and supernatural healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we ask that the word that went forth today from the lips of my husband and myself, Lord God, let it take root in us, Father God, and manifest, Lord God,
in the name of
doing
Jesus,
about
yes.
us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ that we are delivered, that we are set free, that we are blessed, that we are healed. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that we are free. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. At this time, we're going to take our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering at this time,
amen.
You can send us to Pastor Chantel at Cash App. That's Pastor Chantel at Cash App.
Hallelujah.
And if you want another way to send your tithes and offering, you can call us at 346-719-3349. That's 346-719-3349. If you don't have a Cash App, you can call in and we'll give you another way to send your tithes and offering. Let us pray right now.
You know, Pastor.
And Heavenly Father, we come to you now. Go ahead. We want to pray over tithes and offering.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pastor, I was just wanting to say this right here. You know, that's one of the most important things I ever made a decision to do in my life, is to honor God by showing him that I trust him with my money.
Yes,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, as we pray right now, as we pay our tithes and give our offerings according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given us as a tither. And Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3 and 10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that because we pay our tithes, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour our blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3 that because we are tithers, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3 and 11 that you will rebuke the devourer for our sake, O God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because we are obedient. We are obedient to paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, your word says that you promised to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. And Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3 and 11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finance, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you that our vine not cast its fruit before its time according to your word in Malachi 3. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us or our family members, or God, our finances, our fruits, and our ground, because we are obedient to paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits, and our grounds blessed. Oh, Lord, bless us, oh, God, with your seven blessings of the tither, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tither, according to John 16 and 23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes and giving our offerings, and we receive the blessings right now. And, Father, we ask that you call all the nations to call us blessed, because we are tithers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you. To God be the glory. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Lord.
At this time, we have our announcers, my sister, Carol Dillard. Hold on, Sister Dillard, we're going to bring you in. Sister Dillard, amen.
You bring me in, hello?
Uh-huh, you're on. Go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm on. Good afternoon,
welcome,
everybody. Let's give honor to God who is ahead of my life.
Yes, Lord.
Excuse me. I'm outside, so excuse me. Who's ahead of my life? Pastor and the preacher today and friends. How y'all doing? The announcements for today is Monday we have intercessory prayer and fasting start from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m. noon. And then on Tuesday schedule, we have one-on-one counseling and prayer. And then Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we have Bible study conference. And we're going to call 845-277-9213. It would be the number that you called today for Bible study on Wednesday.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. And then on Thursday, the pastor and the preacher show at 8 o'clock. You can call at 845-277-9213. That's the pastor, the preacher and the pastor show on Thursday night. Then on Sunday, we have our Sunday school service at 2 p.m. And then we're going to call 845-277-9213. And we also have the minister training classes starting in every Saturday, October 24th, 2020. The time is going to be from 12 to 2:30 p.m. for 12 weeks. So please register by next Monday. Get your material. Or you can call Pastor Chantel at her number at 346-719-3349. She'll give you more details on how you get your material. And then every third Sunday, we go out and feed the homeless people. So if you want to come and join with us, we're also going to have T-shirts so you can get with Sister Dillard on your shirt. And we're looking for donations for the food. You can get with Pastor Chantel on that. I think that's it.
Did you get a phone number for intercessory prayer on Monday at 6 a.m.?
Oh, your number. No, intercessory prayer would be Pastor Chantel number 346.
No, intercessory is. No, that's not my number. It's the 732-434-2510. The conference call number.
Okay. My mind is gone. The same number that we called on. The same number.
The number you are 732-434-2510. She's supposed to be in service. You got to watch
that. Right. That's the number.
732-434-2510. It's our 6 a.m. intercessory prayer, you all. So we prayers at 6 a.m. and then we fast from 6 to 12 p.m. We're not on the call for 6 hours, but we pray until, you know, we get off the call. So we always have a really good time. We are blessed. So we thank God. Thank you, Sister. Sister Dillard, come on in. God bless you. Thank you for the announcement.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
That's my mama. She's so funny. She coming. She outside. You didn't have to tell people you was outside. We thank God. But anyway, Pastor Chantel and Tawanika are the same people. So sometimes my mama don't know which name I'm going by because people call me all kind of names. So not all kind, but different names. Either my middle name or first name or nickname or whatever they met me by. So Tawanika Chantel Manning. So you can reach me, and that's who Pastor Chantel, Pastor Tawanika say, one and the same. Amen. At this time, we'll have our benediction. God bless you.
All right. We thank God for the word that went forth on this day.
Yes,
well, we are set.
Yes,
our day is set. You know, stay right there. You know, let the glory of God descend upon you. Now,
Amen.
May the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd,
yes,
our sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you, which is well and pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We love you. We can't wait to be with you again. Amen.
Amen. We love you. God bless you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. We love you. Love you, babe. God bless you. I'm free. Y'all have a good Sunday. God bless you. Good to see you again, Sister Connie, Sister Jackson, Sister Dillard.
Yes.
And we thank you, Sister Rose, for, you know, being here in service with us. It's good to that
you
see you today. We hope
God
to see
you
again
you
soon. God bless you all, Sister Sharon Matthews, Sister Jamel Henderson. God bless you all. Those I didn't call your name, don't hold it.
And everybody else that's archiving the show as well, that's online. God bless you all too.
God bless you. Now you can go eat. Enjoy your Sunday. God bless you. Take care.
Come on, put your hands together.